Yud Aleph Machesvan Siman Yud. Seif Yud Gimel all the way to Siman Yud Alech Chaf. Here we go. We're holding in Seif Yud Gimel. The first halacha is that the width of the ritzuis, meaning the straps, there's a minimum size, which is a barley, the length of a barley. That's why we have barley. In order to know the size of a ritzuah, of a strap, which is a size of 0.4 inches or 1 centimeter. Now there's no size of max. I mean, there's no, you can, the width of your ritzuos, of your straps, could be as large as you want, which is very interesting. Number two, the length of your straps. So when it comes to the shalosh, it goes all the way down to the tabur, which means the belly button. Some say that the right one should go all the way down to the area of the circumcision. Number three, the sheliyad. When it comes to the sheliyad, how long does the sheliyad have to be? Enough that you could be able to do a proper hiduk, mean a proper tie, do the seven straps, and then the three also rounds around your finger, and enough to loop it in. This is, by the way, we were discussing the other day, to be able to make sure that it stays on your hand. See, if you dalid halacha, which shows the incredible hashgacha, when it comes to the black side of the strap, it should be always towards the outside. And now this Ikar, then Mishmur explains, this is talking about the area on your head where the strap is holding the tefillin. And in your hand, the main part that we're referring to make sure that it doesn't turn over is where you tie the tefillin. The rest of it is a nice thing. Now, it's an amazing thing that the halacha tells us that if you find that your strap actually has been turned over, that means you check your back of your head and you notice afterwards that it had flipped. Or same thing is when it comes to your strap on your arm. So the halacha is a person has to fast or at least redeem it with charity. How much money should he redeem with charity? The place can say, support that thing in the kafachayim, the amount of money you would spend on that day to eat. This is actually also quoted in halacha when it comes to fast days. Tefillin that fell, lo aleinu, if it fell without the box. So the halacha is a person should fast. And if it's in the bag itself, a person should give tzedakah. Interesting that the Poskim, like Amot Chareya quotes from the Ben Ish Chai, that only means a fall of 3 tefachim, that's about 9 inches. Also, the person has to know today it's very difficult. The Piskachum is what he says, it's difficult to fast for people. They should do either half day fast, that's usually what I tell people, or redeem it with money. If it's in the box itself, it's not a problem. Or, for example, also if it falls on the table, it's also not a problem. If someone goes to the bathroom, this is a big tumult. According to the kitz, a person goes to the bathroom and he has to relieve himself and he comes back. That's considered, since you can't go to the bathroom with your tefillin, you have to make a new bracha. Nevertheless, the Prima Gadim says the minig is not to. The Rabot Chali also says the minig is not to. And therefore, Lani is daiti, one should follow what the Ben Ish Chai suggests, which is to be meharer a bracha. Think about the bracha. It's as powerful, according to Yerushalmi, different opinions, as making the bracha itself. This is a great trick to know in general when you're not sure about making a bracha. When it comes to making the bracha, according to the Kesher Shlach, you're not to make the brachas between Kriyat Shema or before Shema. Rather, you should wait after Shemoneh Esrei, touch the tefillin, and then make a bracha. According to the Mishmur and many others, they argue and say, no, you can make a bracha in your tefillin, let's say, for example, before saying Kriyat Shema or between the brachas of Birkas Kriyat Shema. Seif Tes Zayin, a person should not be Mesiach Das from his tefillin. That means don't move your mind away from tefillin. Now, what does that mean? First of all, Seif Tes Zayin says that a person, when it comes to learning, when he's learning or Shemoneh Esrei, you don't have to think about your tefillin. And the pshat is very simple. The Baal HaTanya says, what does that mean? You're not allowed to think about, you have to think about tefillin. You can't be, remove your mind from tefillin. He says the ikar point is that it's talking about not to be in a state of schoik and kalos roish, lightheaded, because that doesn't fit with tefillin. Tefillin is all about Yiras Shamayim, and it's actually also a form of tremendous simcha, if you look at the Gemara's brachas, but the idea is not to be in a schoik and kalos roish. Now, another interesting halacha l'maaseh. When it comes to wearing tefillin, now we don't wear tefillin all day, but many actually started doing so, which is a beautiful thing, especially in El Tzitzal, the Gronix, as they're called. But really, it's a beautiful thing we used to do. A person could wear tefillin a little bit longer than what they can, than what they used to. However, the halacha is that most of us did not wear tefillin, and therefore, for sure, when it comes to this halacha of eating what's called a chilas keva, a set meal, you're not allowed to eat with your tefillin. What does it mean, a set meal? It means up to the size of an egg of mezonos. I remember I once sat down for a kiddush and a guy gave me such a scream. I still had trauma for that. Maybe 25 years later, that I was wearing my tefillin, but I was doing nothing wrong. Nevertheless, it's probably better not to have schnapps and everything else with cookies and your tefillin. Next, going to sleep. You're not allowed to sleep with your tefillin, even when it's called shein asarai. This is the Gemara Masechta Sukkah, and The amount you're allowed to sleep is about a little bit less than a minute, which obviously is very impractical. But to put your head between your legs for a quick doze, that is mutter. And once that I heard an eitzah from my Rebbe that if you move your tefillin all the way to the side, technically not wearing the tefillin, that would be a good eitzah. A person mamish is wiped, and he needs to put his head down on the table. See, if you're dying, a person has to be memashris, touch his tefillin anytime he thinks about it. So this is an interesting halacha. Like we mentioned before, Meikar Din, you don't have to do so when you're davening. The idea also is even during davening, there's different minhagim. Our meaning by many is to do a kshatam leisad yadecha, so you kiss your tefillin shiyad. You kiss your tefillin shel rosh. There are other places that the Mod Chaliyah brings down that a person should also kiss his tefillin. The idea is always to be connected and to think about it. Next, if you tches malin b'kodesh l'morid, and you always go up in holiness, you don't go down. And the halacha actually expresses itself practically. You're not allowed to use a strap that was used for tefillin shorosh for a tefillin shiyad, but you could do the opposite. You could take a strap that was used for tefillin shiyad and use it for tefillin shorosh. And even a strap that was closer to the bais, you can't use in the head. You can't use for to turn it around and use it in a more distant way. Shows you the power of growth. Next halacha, when it comes to the kis of tefillin, that means the pouch, or your what's called your tefillin bag, or deck, or whatever the different terminology is. The bottom line is, it's considered a tashish tekedusha, and therefore you can't store your sitter or other items in there. But if you have your talis bag, that's not a problem to have other things in your talis bag. Or if you have an extra bag besides the regular direct tefillin bag that keeps your boxes, then you'd be allowed to. There are poskim that say that today people made a tanai condition that they could keep other things inside, and therefore there is a leniency. See if you test, don't take off your tefillin until you finish davening at least to a balitzion, and you're saying the words because they used to say a bracha, they used to take off tefillin. If they're bringing back the Sefer Torah and it's after Uvalitzion, you should wait until after they return the Torah. If it's a day where circumcision is taking place, the mitzvah mila, you should not take off your tefillin because these are two signs about our relationship with Hashem. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, so before Musaf, as you know, you take off your tefillin after Kaddish. That's according to the Mishnah Berurah. So when it comes to Chol HaMoed Sukkos, everyone takes off the tefillin before Hallel. If it's Chol HaMoed Pesach, the Shliach Tzibur does it after Hallel. The reason is because he has no time. When it comes to Chol HaMoed Sukkos, people are grabbing the lulav, so there's more time. It shows you the sensitivity of time. Okay, that's it for today. Have a beautiful day. Hatzachah to everyone.